from 7 to 9 on this special two-hour segment, Pledge Drive. We have got an interesting show for you this evening. We have some musicians, some local musicians, Banjo Dan and Pat Lanan. That has a nice ring to it. And we've also unearthed some letters from Robert Jewett, the first mate on Henry Hudson's Half Moon as he sailed up the Hudson and passed by this area right here where we're living. He wrote home to his mother almost every day, so there's a pretty good record of his journey. We're going to be playing local music and maybe some interviews as well. So if you're listening and you enjoy our homemade radio, call in 828-0292 and pledge, keep us on the air. We are going to start with a piece by Ben Fundis. Ben is a frequent guest musically on my show, and this is a tune that I always try to sneak in. It's called Animals.
Casanova was born today. One more virtuoso has learned to play. Wonder feigns duration, then it fades away. Click clack down the railroad track of night and day. Oxygen and minerals, they complicate my mind. Where to begin? It twinges the sciatic nerve of time. A plastic-coated jerry-rig contraption for the meek. These tired eyes can't criticize, please let the deaf mute speak.
So as Ben Fundis probably knows, that was not him, but his good friend John Rosenthal with a song called Click Clack. And now we're going to go live into Studio C and talk with Pat Lanan and Banjo Dan. How you doing, fellas? Can you hear me all right?
Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to hear what you guys have to do. How long have you guys been playing together?
A couple weeks.
Wow.
This is an extremely long relationship for you, Pat.
Like our third or fourth time playing together.
Wow. And you still seem to have that sort of excitement of a newly minted duo.
Yeah, no, I have another band that's electric, and I was kind of looking for an acoustic side thing, and I knew that Dan was a pretty good banjo player, so I got a hold of him, and starting to play together a little bit. So
that's high praise from Pat. Pretty good banjo player. What kind of banjo do you have there, Dan?
I got a 5-string open back.
Ah, so the old-timey.
Banjo,
yeah.
Been starting off on mostly old-timey, like kind of my own version of Clawhammer. Uh-huh. Some weird version of it, yeah.
I think everybody who plays Clawhammer has their own weird version
it's
of it.
That's very
Pat
true.
Could attest yeah. that I have my own weird version of it as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there's a reason I don't have my banjo here. So, and how long have you been playing?
I've been playing banjo just a little over 3 years.
Oh,
three
wow.
Years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you do your own Clawhammer style? Do you do any sort of bluegrass, three-finger picking?
I haven't gotten the bluegrass down yet.
Yeah.
That's a little above. That's a little over my head.
It's over most people's heads. Most
yeah.
people actually who say yeah. they play it as well.
But it's great what we're doing now. It's more doing more finger picking, just slow finger picking, and it's been a nice little change.
Excellent.
From my usual deal.
So you guys have a song you'd like to do?
Yeah, I think we're going to start with one of my tunes called Barista.
Oh, lovely. And what's that about? You know, why don't you tell me afterwards?
I don't remember.
Well, we'll listen and then we'll tell you.
Okay.
All right, great. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Thank you. Wow, that was lovely. That was lovely. That banjo really adds to it. Not that the song needed all that much. My guess is it's about a girl.
What's that, Kevin? I was having trouble hearing you.
Sorry. My guess is that it was about a girl. That song. That's a pretty good guess, I think.
I still couldn't hear you.
No, it's probably best.
There
it's,
we go.
It's
now I hear best. You. Now.
All right. Great. well, I think anybody who is has heard that knows we're making our own radio right now. That's what this is. This hands-on station's all about. To put this in a historical context, I think I'm gonna just read a letter, a little excerpt. I've got several letters here from Robert Jewett, and in early September of 1609, when Henry Hudson, in his ship, the Half Moon, first sailed up the majestic waterway that now bears his name, he was looking for the Northwest Passage to Cathay, or as we now call it, China. Seeking the riches of the Orient, he instead found a lush valley of unsurpassed beauty, teeming with hitherto unknown wildlife and peoples. In Amsterdam, Robert Jewett, another Englishman, signed on as first mate of the Half Moon, a Dutch East India vessel, on this miraculous journey of exploration and discovery that put our fabulous valley on the map. Jewett kept the ship's log and daily wrote home to his mother. September 15th, 1609. Dearest mother, the morning was misty until the sun arose, then it cleared. So we weighed with the wind at the south and ran up the river 20 leagues, passing by high mountains. We had a very good depth as 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, and then 13 fathoms, and great store of salmons in the river. This morning, our two savages got out of a port and swam away. After we were under sail, they called to us in scorn. At night, we came to other mountains which lie from the river's side. There we found very loving people and very old men, where we were well used. Our boat went to fish and caught great store of very good fish. Your loving and faithful son, Robert. P.S. I hope you like the possum pelts. So that was the first of the letters that we're reading. And it's really those days are those days that that Jewett just came right by where we're standing right now. And it's a fascinating story. We'll bring some more back, some more of the letters back throughout the program. And I'd like to compliment David Factor, a relation, and for his work on the fiddle there. So you guys have another one. You have another one you care to do?
Yeah, a bunch of tunes, so.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Keep playing here. What do you want to do here, Dan? How about let's actually do Lonesome Shuffle.
Nice, man.
Okay.
Lonesome Shuffle. Do you guys have a name for your group?
No, we don't. Somebody asked.
I'll have one in about 20 minutes, but.
And I was trying to think of some last week when I was out of town. I didn't come up with anything yet, but.
I think Banjo Dan and Pat Lynette. That's a ring. Alrighty.
All right. Here we go.
Dollar if you call me darling,
give to. About time that jukebox started playing my song. Probably end up leaving before they're through.
That was a sweet tune. Nice harmonies on that, guys. So why support community radio? What does community radio mean to you? I have an idea that you're probably going to hate, but that makes it all the more interesting to me. If you call in with a pledge during this show, you come up with a name for Pat Lenan and Banjo Dan's duo, and we will read it over the air and see if it sticks, right? Sort of the old spaghetti on the wall test, right? And
the name goes to the highest bidder.
All right, if you want to do that, we could do that. we'll have our people bring over the legal documents for that. But I mean, you sit around. I mean, everybody since they were in high school and thought up great band names. I mean, that's almost it's a pastime. You know, I always wanted to be, you know, Kevin Factor and a busload of screaming children. what did you guys have? Animal Films, that's your other band?
Nature Films.
No, Nature Films. Yeah. Right, Nature Films.
Yeah, Lewis Monroe and Christian Hayes.
Mm-hmm. So you call in with a pledge now, and you give us a name for the band. We will read it on the air, but call in for a pledge. I think I'm going to actually turn it over to Ben Fundis finally for a short piece. This is a tune of his I always try to get on. He of course did everything on this track. He did the full orchestration, played every instrument, cello, bassoon, tuba.
That's great. I haven't heard any of this stuff yet.
He
told me he recorded it, and I just haven't got my
head. Yeah. No, it's just another reason to hate him. You know, he's one funny. He's tall. He's good looking, and he's incredibly talented. We'll talk about. We'll open up, and if you want to call in with a pledge too, and tell us why you hate Ben Fundis, we'll gladly take that. But as it is, here we go.
.com, search Wikipedia. Go to YouTube. Oh,
that's the wrong one. There's so many buttons here. Here we go.
I'm not Thoreau. I felt I had to go. I had to go. I'm not from history books. But I felt those dirty looks, dirty looks. All the animals.
Ben Fundis, the multi-talented Ben Fundis. Another reason to hate him, he's kind to children. I've
sure
seen him.
About that?
No, he is. He's kind to my child.
Oh, okay.
He's kind to my child, which it goes a long way. It goes a long way. So let's continue with a letter from another letter from Robert Jewett to his mother back in England, where he was from, and so we last left off. Robert was just really kind of describing the physical features of the landscape and their encounters with the natives that they call savages. So it's funny how more things change, the more they stay the same, isn't it? But I'm joking, of course. Let's take it up. Yeah, last letter was September 15th, and not a day later. September 16th, 1609. My most virtuous mother. This day there was fair and very hot weather. In the morning, the people came aboard and brought us ears of Indian corn and pompions and tobacco, which we bought for trifles. We rode still all day and filled fresh water at a tributary of this majestic river we now call Hudson's River. We are so much like Adam in the Garden of Eden, bestowing names upon the animals, lands, and peoples. Verily, all that we survey. Captain Hudson named the tributary the Roloff Jansenkill, after the ship's beloved puppeteers, Godwin Roloff and Dirk Jansen. I confess that I'm tired of puppet shows. After 7 months at sea, even Punch and Judy grows tiresome. I sense the Dutch sailors, men who pride themselves on their knowledge and passion for the art form, weary of this entertainment as well. But, as we had used up everyone else's name aboard, Hank, I have leave to call him this in private now, figured fair was fair until they started back around again with him. At night, we weighed and went 2 leagues higher and had shoaled water, so we anchored till day. Your devoted son, Robert. P.S. Please share the enclosed raccoon jerky with Uncle Henry. And that's the second day. That's the second day of Jewett's journey up the Hudson. And at 9 p.m. tonight, Tommy Stinson of The Replacements is going to be live at the Red Dot open mic, and we'll be broadcasting that. Wow, that's a treat. I might even go get dinner there.
Yeah, I was planning on stopping over there anyway, so.
Oh, all right. Now, David, you have school tomorrow, though, don't you?
Yes, unfortunately.
Oh, don't worry. You'll be off soon enough, and then you'll miss it. So, you guys have anything else on the back burner?
Yeah, we got quite a few tunes here.
All right.
Maybe we'll change keys on you here.
Change keys, change away.
Do working on staying around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. So while they're tuning up, call in 828-0290 or 697-7400 or 291-WGXC. We need money to stay on the air and keep doing handmade radio. You know, you are the radio. We are the radio. We're all, you know, we be the radio. That's true. All right, guys, what do you got now?
We're gonna play a song called "Working on Staying Around."
Oh, that's very appropriate. That's what we're doing right now. Here we go.
All right, here we go.